This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
It's so interesting now you think about businesses, and I think pretty much every business has a landline. Does that cause problems with people being so used to texting? There is a new technology that allows businesses to text enable their existing business number, whether it's a landline, VoIP line, toll-free number. Stats show 150 million messages are being sent to landlines daily. Those messages are getting lost. Businesses missing important contact from clients, which has lost business. Joining us to talk about this is Brian Presment, president of Unite Communications Corporation. Brian, thanks a lot for doing this. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barb. Thanks for having me.
Tell me how you came up with this idea. That's one of those ideas that it's like, wow, why didn't we think of that? I mean, it's so obviously a necessary thing.
For sure. What happened is, or where it came from, is I had clients all the time saying to me, oh, can I, instead of sending an email, can I text you? And I have to give them my cell phone number, and I have another number that I use that people call me. I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was just one number? I could have my one number that people call me on for my business that they could also text me on. And so we started doing some research, and we found that there was a lack of a service out there. So we developed Text Me Anywhere, and that's where we are today.
Okay, how does it work in terms of somebody who has a business number and they want to enable this? What do they have to do? Do they have to add equipment?
Nope. So there's no equipment they need to add. All they do is they contact us, and we can text enable their voice number within minutes, and they can send and receive texts via a web portal that they log into, and it's like a conversational style web portal. And nothing they need to install, nothing they need to inform their phone company about, and they don't have to change anything with their phone service or their phone number. We just add texting. We just enable their number for texting. It's that simple.
Is this mainly for businesses, I guess, that still have landlines? And I think a lot of them still do.
There are still a lot of businesses that do have landlines or have toll-free numbers or VoIP lines. There are a number of businesses, yes, that use cell phones, but there's still a great number of businesses that rely on the various types of landlines that are available.
So I'm reading that doctors' offices are using it to inform patients to come up for their appointments.
Right.
We go to a dentist office that texts us a lot, but is that something different?
Well, a lot of technologies exist where they can text you, but it's from a random number, not necessarily their number. And it depends on the software that they're using. Sometimes it's integrated. Ours is a standalone service. It doesn't have to be integrated with any particular software package. You don't have to have a software package to do that. So yes, some dentists and some doctors have that built into the software they're using. And some of them don't have the ability to text on the fly like that. Some of they're made mainly for appointment reminders and things like that. So what doctors' offices do with us is, they don't want to crowd them into the waiting room, so they'll use the service to text them that their appointment is ready and they can come up, or their appointment is, their time is ready and they can come up from wherever they happen to be, whether it's a local coffee shop or parking lot or whatever, so they don't have to crowd in the waiting rooms. We also have a lot of companies that use us for curbside pickup as well.
Yeah, so it's interesting because when you said that, sometimes it is, say, a text from a random number, or I've also had the experience with going to an office and then you have to get a phone call that it's your time to come in,
right,
where it would just be so much easier because pretty much everybody, I mean, everybody who has a cell phone for sure, is texting back and forth. And there's this whole thing. I don't know if you sort of took this into consideration. Nobody wants to do phone calls anymore.
No, it is true that, 85% of millennials actually and 54% of non-millennials would actually prefer to text rather than call. And it actually, text messages have a 98% open rate, and whereas email, versus email has a 20%. Also, with our service, people who are in customer service can juggle many different conversations at a time with our text portal rather than, one phone call at a time where someone's waiting on hold for 20 minutes to get a response. With texting, it doesn't have to happen immediately. People can have it in the background, and, if you're waiting 30 seconds for a response to a text, that's okay. You'd rather do that than wait on hold for 5-10 minutes waiting for someone to speak to.
Such a great point. The service is called Text Me Anywhere. How long has it been running?
Well, Unite Communications is a phone company. We've been around for 20 years. So we've launched our Text Me Anywhere service back in June, and it's being received quite well.
Oh, okay. So is this, I think the term is this a proprietary service? Is it something that only you do, or can other people do it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I mean, we've developed the product and the portal ourselves. It isn't, you know, it is something that other people can get into. But the one value proposition that we have is that we're enabling their existing number to be textable. There's a lot of companies out there that offer a lot of text products. It was very difficult. We did the research. It's very difficult to find services that that offer a service where you can use your own phone number. And the ones that we did find were really expensive and prohibitive for small businesses.
Now, one of your benefits is that you say it is inexpensive. You can tell us how much it is, and also how were you able to keep the costs down and not have it be an expensive service?
Well, it's kind of the secret sauce we did find a way to keep it low. The service itself is $15.95 per month, and that gives you unlimited inbound texts and up to 500 outbound texts. And if you exceed that, it's a penny per text. And we do have some larger volume programs as well. So it is relatively inexpensive. And we just did our research, and we spent a lot of time in developing it to make sure that we kept the cost down low, and you know, we realized who our target market is.
Did you have to give up your Starbucks every second day? Or I heard you laughing.
It's cheaper than getting Starbucks every day, that's for sure.
Oh, well, that is for sure. And do customers have to sign any length of a contract?
No.
If they're interested in this?
No, the service is month to month, and there is no contract on the service at all. So if it's something that, you know, we have to prove ourselves every month and prove our value to them every month, so we don't want to make them sign a contract.
Sounds great. You do sort of doctors, and you could do dentists. Are there any other kind of businesses that have signed up or that this would work really well for?
Absolutely. We have restaurants use it. We have curbside retail shops for curbside pickup are using it. General offices, any customer. We have a lot of companies that deal with customer service that use it, so they can. It's really any business that has a landline can find value in this service.
Fantastic. And yeah, I guess we're in the age of curbside pickup. People can't just always walk in somewhere. So it seems to really come at an important time. Did the pandemic speed up any plans, or was this in the works anyway?
No, this was in the works actually before. We started development on this long before the pandemic, but the timing was good, because when doctor's offices were closed during the pandemic, they started coming back just around the time we introduced the product. So the timing was actually good. It was not by design, but it just happened to work out that way.
Fantastic. So if there is a company that is interested and listening, where can they find out more information?
They can get us at textmeanywhere.com, or they can call us at 877-8-TEXT-ME, and they can call or text us at that number.
Okay. Brian Presman, president of Unite Communications Corporation, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
All right. You can find out more at textmeanywhere.com. You are listening to The Night Side.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to pocketemploymentlawyer.ca.